episode 6, Opposing Forces. How are you doing, Caroline? Are you ready to get into this? We're almost to the end of this series now. Can you almost believe it?
I cannot almost believe it. I feel like it's crazy town. This has gone by so fast. I don't know who I'm even looking at right now as being the potential winner. Do you have anyone in your sights?
I mean, I think we talked a little bit last week. I think we have some people rising. I feel like Johnny's rising. Renat is rising. I feel like Jawan got knocked down a couple pegs. Megan was a little invisible last week. Sander, you know, you made a good point that he's been so kind of invisible in the edit other than some comedy relief that it almost seems like they're painting him for a last minute hard push. So I don't think you can count him out. And then we also had Esther, who I think maybe did the most damage to herself that's still of people still here last week. You know, she really missed the ball on the Harajuku challenge. And I think she burned through a lot of goodwill she had earned early in the season. So interesting, people rising, people falling as we enter the back half of the season.
And interesting because this episode's called Opposing Forces. It's like a push and a pull, Mike. That's what's going on here.
Which I think is definitely going to refer to the challenge that they have to design, but probably also has something on a meta level relating to the rising and falling of certain artists. You know, a little sad to see Sabato go. It was his time for sure. I think he was the right call to send packing. He had just hit his ceiling hard the last couple episodes on what he could do versus maybe his vision, but what he could actually put, you know, into the world. But he seemed like such a nice guy. And I think the reaction, he had Naomi Campbell crying, you had all of the designers crying, seemed like he was a genuinely well-liked guy in the room. So you're always sad to see that guy go home on this kind of show. But, you know, we must soldier on. This is $1 million we're talking about here. So you can't have any, no also-rans. We want the best, right? So.
Absolutely. This is supposed to be this global brand. This is going to be a big, big deal. So I really am excited about this. Are you ready to give some watch-along information?
With Stitchin' and Bitchin', it is a watch-along podcast. So you, sitting at home, can imagine that Caroline and I are sitting on the couch right next to you, poking in the elbow, eating your popcorn, saying, did you see that? Oh my God, that's disgusting. Oh my God, that's sexy as hell. So what we're going to do is I'm going to count down. We're all at 00. Amazon Originals on the screen. We are paused. I'm going to count down. I'm going to say, make it work. When I say work, you press play and we will all be timed together. And we're just going to give kind of a live running commentary as you guys watch it at home and we watch it in our respective homes. And that's how we all get through quarantine together.
So, that's how we don't go crazy.
This is how we don't kill people while they sleep.
Oh my God, we're trying so hard. Trying so hard.
Well, I'm here by myself, so that would be particularly dangerous.
Yeah, you just like leave the, go out in the hallway and just start weeing at people.
Yeah, ran round.
Oh my God.
Sticking my little mug through people's doorways. You want to watch TV with me?
No, don't do that. You come with like a surgical mask. You're like, hello, I'm here to watch Making the Cut.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be Making the Cut. It can be whatever show you want. So,
oh my God. That's hilarious. All right.
First Ratchet. All right. So are you ready?
I am ready.
Are you guys ready at home? You can't answer me. I don't even know why I asked such a silly question. All right. Here we go. Making a Cut, Episode 6, Opposing Forces. Make it work.
Oh, remember, we're in Tokyo. Makes me happy and excited. Are you liking Tokyo and as opposed to Paris? Did you like Paris better?
You know, this is such a new world for me. I think I do like this better just because I feel like I haven't seen these sites. Like, I had never seen Harajuku Alley or anything like that. We're getting, for the first time, really, we're getting some not work related shots here. This is what I don't want the show to really get into. So,
yeah, but you know what? They have to give us a little bit of this because we need to feel like we understand who they are a little bit more. You know, we haven't had that much time with them in the workroom where they're actually just existing together.
Yes. Yeah. And as long as it's not people flipping tables and being like, you know, you slept with my boyfriend kind of thing, I'm okay with it. You know, you do want to see how they're dealing with it. They've made it to the top six, you know, half are gone, half are still here. You know, this is a pretty milestone thing. So I guess we do need to see this, but I don't want it to devolve into, you know, who stole my tweezers kind of thing. You
know? That's my favorite. Who stole my tweezers? All right. We're already getting a little.
Johnny's still rocking his best Bono look here. He's got the Bono cowboy hat with his leather jacket. He was born in the wrong decade.
He's so funny. I like seeing Tim's face. It always makes me smile.
I just like that he's got no form of pinstripe or plaid or anything today.
So we're at the oldest Buddhist temple. Okay. I do like this whole dichotomy that he's talking about with the old and the new in Tokyo. That feels so dead on, doesn't it?
I just like that, Heidi, we're getting a little dictionary lesson here on what the word dichotomy means.
It is very funny. Although, you know, you had pointed out, I think it was just last week, about the idea that they should put terms up on the screen. Now, dichotomy should not be one we needed to do, but fashion terms was something you wanted to do. I think that would have worked.
Yeah, no, for sure. So it definitely seems we're already introducing this opposing forces of, you know, there's a lot of old here, but also cutting edge stuff going on. So we're going to create two looks, represent the concept of opposing forces.
Okay, so they're allowed to choose any opposing forces. I was wondering if they were going to go with like you have to do with modern and some sort of traditional, but I like that they're allowing them to do anything. Like you could do masculine and feminine, or you could do whatever. Like, I'm curious.
Past or present, right? Or good versus evil. That's funny. Something tells me that some people here are going to be doing black versus white.
Oh, I bet so. I like that. You know what, though? I think that their choice of which forces that they choose is going to be at least 50% of the battle here. Because if they don't have a good sense of what the definition is for the two looks, that I've seen so many times where they've lost it just because they picked a bad theme.
Yeah, this is where, you know, they haven't really focused too much on strategy so far in this game, but this definitely seems to be a strategy-based assignment, more so than we've seen so far. So,
yeah, because you could really shine if you choose something like modern tech versus some sort of very traditional, like say with G1. Like, I can see her really leaning into traditional cultural, you know, Korean looks from the past and then going into a very tech look in the future. Like, I could see her really, really doing well with that. But then like Megan, you know, that doesn't feel as good. Like, she would maybe be better off with like the feminine masculine. This is interesting. I love them reminding us the Amazon store.
What do you think about this technology edge here that we have using the online Amazon Studio store? So it's interesting. It's going to be, I mean, whether they like it or not, it definitely seems going to be, there's going to be a blend of new versus old in how they go forth.
I hope that they figure out a way to utilize it in a way that really, like you said, for the positive, and it doesn't kind of trip anybody up, you know? See, even on the streets, like, I love how those some of those women were wearing very traditional kimonos. I love those colors together, that teal and the red and the white that kimono was. It reminds me of like cherry blossom, looking very beautiful. Stuff like that. That is where I would go. That is exactly where, what would you do? What would you lean towards for your opposing forces?
I mean, I think color is the most obvious opposing forces, but I wish I had a creative blast that would give me a good old versus new.
Simran Nath with her Judaism versus Buddhism. Now that's one I would not have even thought to do. She's going religion.
Well, sure. You know, as an Israeli, I'm sure Judaism, you know, probably actually plays a large part of her life, even if she's pretty secular. It just tends to. So it's an interesting choice for her. That could be very salacious, you know, very scandalous, depending on how she goes forth and does it. So okay. Esther looking at the temple, she's drawing her inspiration from there.
So I couldn't really, I mean, I'm listening to Esther and her water world digital versus this temple, but I'm not sure exactly. See, that's a thing where I don't see her contrast there. She better do well on defining these two different opposing forces for me, because already she's got me questioning.
Well, sure. She also, you know, picked up the golden rings part of the Buddhist temple, which is the only other color she deals with other than black is gold. So Johnny also talking about, you know, being raised Catholic, and we're getting a Johnny edit here with some background information. So another one, Catholic and gay. So, you know, he's also got a religious angle to it, a little bit different than Renat. So
intrigue. Hmm. Okay. Very interesting. I'm okay.
I mean, you don't get more opposing forces than Catholic Catholic upbringing and being gay in the modern world. So
I very much hope that this translates, though, because I appreciate what he's saying when he says it's really complicated. It's really got to translate into the actual garment, and it's got to translate on the runway. That what is it you're trying to say? I hope it does without being too like costumey or anything. You know, you don't want to put someone out there in like a first communion outfit. So how right. are you showing Catholic? You know, like it's really important how you do this.
Yeah, and also how do you show Catholic with leather? I mean, I know how you show, but you know, but you have to think that that's part of his aesthetic that we're going to see here. So
how interesting with Esther. You know, she had the option last week to do with all these colors and stuff, and I believe I just saw her buy like a gold lamé.
She did. She did. Well, you know, listen, we've talked often about wanting to see people take the criticism of the judges seriously and incorporate the changes. So if she is opening up herself to that, that's going to win her back, I think, praise that she may have lost in the last challenge. So, ooh, I like this blue fabric.
Very pretty.
It's very, it's like a water in the middle of the night. Really like.
I like it very much. It's very pretty. Okay. All right. So do we feel like we understand what everybody's doing? The one that I don't think I heard from, did you hear Jaewon exactly explain?
I have it, but I feel like she's talking a little bit about abstract design and her brand's about cultures. So he's doing opposing cultures. All right. So we're actually, it's like they heard you.
Yeah. How could she not? Like she said, she's like requesting it to the world here. I totally feel like she wants a sugar daddy. She's too
girlfriend. Bad. Who doesn't?
Mike, you kind of want a sugar daddy, no?
I want to sugar someone. I don't care. I'm not Mickey, whatever it is.
We'd all take
a sugar there's daddy. Megan. I totally forgot. We have Megan in the competition. Man, she's really been dropped into the invisible bucket.
I agree. So what is she going to do? What are going to be her opposing forces?
I don't know. She seems to be spending her time here throwing shade at Sander, but without really talking much about what she's doing.
Oh my God. Okay. Creativity versus consumerism. Okay. Now I appreciate the concept. However, how are you going to show that in a garment that is absolutely understandable on the runway?
Huh. Well, I know I it's true. I don't know that saying it's a t-shirt in just a consumer way really makes it so.
All right. See, this is where just picking could be a bobo here.
We're getting Tim and Heidi at the robot restaurant.
Oh my God, how bad do you want to go there? Doesn't that look like so much fun?
It really, really does.
I want to be in the fish fight. That looks like the most fun. Oh my God. They look like they are party people. I need this in my life.
I mean, listen, anytime I see people in Japan playing drums like that, I'm right back to Karate Kid Part 2 with little drums in their hand and Peter Cetera playing on the soundtrack, and it just takes me to a different place.
Whoa. Okay, so Heidi and
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Look how fun. Okay, so they're actually like battling each other. Like somehow their drums equal their like fish, and they're like having like a little rumble.
This is very Japanese West Side Story, I feel like.
It very much is. They're like, now to you. Oh no, these girls, you're good at focus, girls. Stop being silly.
I think silly it might be their brand. Can you imagine the hell that Heidi and Kara would raise together on the streets of Japan?
I think so much. It would not even be funny. Now I really, really want to go there.
I gotta tell you, I missed Tim in that segment a little bit. I know, you know, she's the new hip judge and she's very it girl, but I missed Tim and Heidi. Like that's the selling point for me on the show. So
yeah, actually, the dynamic.
I haven't been the biggest fan of the Tim and Heidi segments because I feel like they take away from, you know, some of the work that we get to see in the show. But even less so, do I want to see Kiara and Heidi?
That's funny. Okay, so the
PVC and leather. PVC and leather. Johnny's the pulse of the nation.
But Houndstooth, okay, so I'm assuming Houndstooth is going to be representing his very traditional look, and I understand that. But again, if he tells those judges that it's all Catholicism, I don't put Houndstooth and Catholicism together.
Yeah, no, me either. I'm curious
that Jaewon is so bad.
I'm curious that Joanne is going back to the Korean lettering again for her second week in a row or second challenge in a row. So, you know, it wasn't the selling point I think she thought it would be last week. So I'm curious if it works for her this week. So.
Oh, look, I love that she's talking about how she's just like not really being seen and that it's like frustrating. Yeah, that's what we're saying, that she just kind of fell off of everyone's radar screen.
I mean, not as hard as Megan, but yeah, she definitely got the invisible edit last week pretty hard, you know?
Okay, Mike, what is this material? This is not standard gold fabric. There's something more to this, like how she was just cutting it and it was like very, very stiff.
It looked like really high-end wrapping paper.
Maybe that is that gold lamé kind of thing, although lamé tends to be like less kind of like silkier. Ooh, it just looked like it had a stiffer feel to it. I'm very curious.
It almost looked like a tin cutter kind of, like, you know, like that.
Yes, which makes what is that? And like, how's that going to fly? Oh my God, Sandra's face.
Yeah, I feel this is interesting. So far, the bloom is a little bit off the rose with everyone. I feel like everyone is being a little short on temperament with each other that we haven't really seen. We really haven't seen them snipe at each other too much.
Okay.
So it seems to be a little bit shift. Oof, that dress is reflective.
Oh, gosh. Her backdrop is space?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, Yeah.
Not sure it doesn't go too costumey. It's definitely a concern. I feel like someone just finished running a marathon and is getting draped in her outfit.
Oh, my God. Like the shock blanket?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You need a very cold model to wear that. Keep her body heat.
Oh my gosh. But then I don't quite understand. So her backdrop is space, but what now? Okay. Sander is such a curious cat. I think he's starting to get very frustrated and really wanting them to understand his aesthetic more.
Yeah, but I also feel like he's got a little bit of a big head too. You know?
Definitely. Yeah. It feels like some sort of like, I deserve to be seen, you know, look at me kind of thing that I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah. I feel like, homie, I just learned your name last week. I don't know how seen you need to be, but okay.
Okay. What do you think about Renat? What do you think about this color? My guess is you're going to like the yellow. Do you like the yellow?
I do like the yellow. That's almost like a mustardy gold almost. It's not as gold as what like Esther is working with, I don't think, but it's in that same wheelhouse. I'm sure there's a more proper color than mustardy gold. But.
Okay, Esther, again, what is this material she's using? Look at this. It's like a jelly, plasticky something.
Yeah. Wow. It looks like something industrial or like a gel on like a lens or, yeah, but not necessarily clothing. I don't know. I'm feeling more and more like this is the kind of challenge that's going to lose me as not being like a fashionista, you know.
Okay.
I feel like I may be a little lost in the weeds here on what they're doing.
And it shouldn't be that way, Mike. These are opposing forces. This should not be, their point of view should be clear. The definition between the two opposing forces should be clear, and your garment should reflect whatever it is, that whatever that force is you're trying to represent, it should be very clear. And I don't know how, like, I'm looking at Sandra's outfit here. I'm sorry, is that consumerism? Or I guess that's creativity, I suppose.
Yeah, Sandra's coming off
kind of like crazy.
He's kind of coming off like an asshole here, you know, kind of like talking about the, you know, wanting to maybe mock the judges to their face and not having time with them. And all I'm looking at is all that brown. That is not a good color of brown. That just looks like shit to me. Like literal. Like I don't like that brown. That is too much shit brown to be on an outfit. That's all I'm thinking when I'm looking at that.
Yeah. If you're gonna be mocking, you better still be good.
Yeah, you better bring in the heat like the goddamn pizza man if you're gonna be mocking them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that phrase means. I literally just came up with that.
I was like, bring in the heat like the pizza man. Is that like a whole thing?
You know, like he brings like the pizza in like the oven back, you know? I also made me hungry. I did not eat before we recorded.
Oh my God, I kind of want to order pizza now. That was really funny.
I don't know. I have to go back a couple of seconds, but did you see that the blue that on the mannequin at Jawan Station?
Really caught my eye. Yeah, I knew that the brightness of that blue was going to catch her eye. I am curious what she is actually going to create out of this, because I feel to me like, oh my God, look at those two staring at Renat praying.
I love that they're showing this, though. I mean, I guess it's, she's doing a religious theme, but I like that they're like, you know, listen, you know, it's Friday night, it's Shabbat, it's, you know, it's what I do.
Oh, no, I'm not mocking that part. I was mocking the way that they were staring at her with, like, just complete, like, I don't even know what to call it. It was just funny.
I thought it was just cool that they were there to kind of do that with her.
You know, they do want to learn.
That's the relationship I feel like. Oh, she's in a bikini. Oh, no hat. This is the first no hat sighting we've seen.
Her hair. I really wish that she would just cut that big, long, weirdo thing off. It's really weird. I'm glad that she's going for a swim. This seems like really trying to show us how much, you know, the stress is affecting them. And for her, since her theme is the water world part, I applaud the idea of her actually trying to immerse herself quite literally in her theme, because she did seem like she's going a little off the rails with those textures and materials she's choosing.
Yeah, and you know, she's got a decent stroke, so it's not like this is the first time she's ever done this. You know, it's not like she's doing this for the cameras kind of thing. I believe that this may be a thing that she does.
Do you think gold bracelets actually keep her hand attached to her arm? Because she doesn't even take them off when she swims. It's like they're melted.
Yeah, but
there.
They also aren't tarnished, so it makes me think that they're actual real. You know, that's not just costume jewelry. So good for her.
No, I believe not. Okay, all right. We're just getting our stuff back from the seamstresses. I'm excited about this. I'm really, really, really hoping that we see some good stuff. Okay, but so Megan.
Also kind of hoping that we see some, you know, disasters. And, you know, I feel like every week we've had a little bit of seamstress. What did they do? It would be weird if we didn't see some of that tonight. But maybe the seamstress has got it right this week. Who knows?
Megan is doing old versus new. And Johnny changed his to dark versus light.
I thought we were going to see a little bit more dark versus light. I thought we were going to get a lot of black and white contrast stuff. You know, maybe said a different way, maybe sold a different way.
I'm excited that Jaywon is looking forward to Tim coming and actually getting some feedback. That's the first time I feel like we've really heard that out of anyone, really respecting how much he brings to it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems that Esther has internalized it a little bit. I don't think that's coincidence she's going with color this week after last week. But yeah, I feel like Tim has given good advice as that we've seen so far, what we've been allowed to see. And he definitely gave Jawan good advice the last 2 weeks. I don't know that she capitalized on it, but I appreciate her knowing that he is a source of information, you know?
Sander is losing his mind a wee bit.
Yeah, he's in a mood. He's in a mood that I'm not convinced. I mean, he's dressing his model in just the dirt of the earth, so...
Okay, so I am very interested here in what Tim is going to think about this.
Yeah, let's watch this a little bit. Pants top. Okay.
Pants top. And then...
Tim looks confused, understandably.
I feel like, okay, he says I get it. Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, Sander has to do a boogie dance. Okay, now we're going over to this really, really, really different version of Esther.
You have color. Yeah, he's dumbfounded.
I appreciate that Esther wanted to change things. I appreciate that, but... You know, I think that this is a disingenuous move on her part, because I feel like last week she was so adamant that she was not going to like change, you know, the DNA of her brand, and she didn't need to be showing anyone. And then you go 1 week later and you go like all that color. That feels a little bit like, stop acting like you're not doing what the judges told you to do. Like you are so.
You know, I disagree a little bit, only because they made a point of saying that black doesn't always actually translate well on, especially online when you're shopping. I think it was Heidi that made that point, that it can't always be black doesn't people can't make good choices with always black. Plus, you didn't use color. I don't fault her at all for going for that. It's a digital showcase. She got banged for not using black. I think she has to do this, even if it's a little disingenuous. Listen, there's still going to be a fuck ton of black in there. I don't know. I think it's a smart move for her. I think this keeps her in the game, as long as she can pull it off. You know, as long as it looks like an outfit she made and not done by, you know, a handless dwarf or something like that. I don't know.
I just don't like it that she defended herself last week by saying that this was her look and she was just going to do her look and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's just annoying. I wish she just had absorbed what they said and was like, I appreciate your feedback and go back and then change it. That's cool. But like, she didn't do that. Okay. Damn, so let's go back to Renat.
Oof. Oof. That is, to me, that is harsh.
Tell me.
It looks like a terrible dry cleaning accident, he's saying.
Oh, that, my God.
That is not good.
So, okay, so the Hasidic side, he's saying he does not agree with what she's made. Is this correct?
Yes. Yes. It seems that he's not very much of a fan of what she has produced thus far. So Megan went with Posing Forces and Going is with White and White. Can we tell the contour in those? Oh, I guess there's going to be some of her silver marathon blanket stuff.
Hmm. So she's trying to act like somehow that because it's silver, that somehow equals it being more new. If she's doing old and new, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know that she's selling it. Again, it's hard sometimes to tell, though, what the finished look looks like even from here. Until we start seeing it on the model, and really sometimes until we see the showcase, until we see the runway.
I agree with you. Okay, so yeah, he's doing dark and light. Okay.
Even without Sabato here, we're getting a hoodie this week, so that's good to know.
Okay. Something- I'm good with that. I'm good with Johnny's looks. I'm good with wanting to see where this is going to go. I like, and this was very expected of Jiwon to go to her Korean culture and to work with this. So now I'm very interested to see how this is going to work.
I also think it's very pretty so far. I really like the colors. She's using fabric that makes me want to, you know, reach out and kind of touch it a little bit, you know, which we talked about last week is, you know, I think a selling point.
It is for me. Which is funny because that's nothing that I'd ever thought about before the last, like, maybe like 10 years. And then I became very aware of like how soft different fabrics are or just the interest level that different fabrics had for me. And then I very much would gravitate towards things that I wanted to touch, which is funny because I think before it was all visual. It was all like, I like that color or I like that cut, but now it's about how it feels.
So Jiwon got a feedback that she really wasn't great about, that her dress is a little too costumey and fails a little bit in the accessibility for Tim here. So that was not what she was looking to hear. Has she dropped a lot of weight since being on the show, I feel like? She looks very different to me than she did at the beginning. I don't know why.
I remember them asking her in an episode or two ago if she had eaten anything. I remember they were at the sewing machines and them saying that, you know, have you eaten anything? And her being like, no. So you're right. Maybe the stress is getting to her.
Yeah. See, I feel like her face looks very drawn. That may just be whatever, but.
No, you're right. So what do you think about she's pulling a full Sabato. Oh no. You can't be outside smoking. Oh no. Oh boy.
I'm shocked that Amazon is showing her smoking. That just seems, it's so weird to see people smoke in real life anymore, you know, on television.
It is surprising how many people still do.
Yes, but it's not that people still do it, that it's just not something that you usually see people filming, you know?
Yeah, you're so right.
She wants to take a breather, so she stops smoking. That is funny.
It's opposing forces, Mike. That's the theme this week. Sucking in on your cigarette so you can get fresh air.
Yeah. At least they put a big ashtray by her, so that was good. So we're 3 hours to the fashion show at this point. So,
wow. Okay. Megan, I have a lot of concerns about. She is a big, big, big worry for me. I just don't think there was enough going on there. The best one that I like so far, I mean, shoot.
I think I like Johnny the most. Johnny's looks... I don't know. I get the theme of light versus darkness, but just as far as an outfit goes, I think I like his the most. I think Jawan's is the one that has my eye the most, though. That blue and the white next to it, whatever it's in the screen somewhere, I keep finding it. I do not like Sander. I don't think I like Sander, actually. I definitely don't like him this episode, and I don't like this outfit. He's the designer that I'm always worried about in these shows that just makes clothes that I don't understand, and but it's obnoxious about it, so I don't even want to try and understand it, you know?
I feel like Esther is a challenge short on this. Like, where was this look for Harajuku girl? I mean, seriously, she would have killed it. And now she's just coming at,
I don't get really the contrast. I don't get the opposing forces here. I get the, so the jewelry is literal gold and it's drowning you in the water. That's a little lost on me.
This is what I was worried about now, like 30 minutes ago when they said the challenge, and I was like, okay, here's the deal. Someone's going to get lost in the weeds about even explaining their theme. Like, what are the two opposing forces? Here's one I can see. If she stands up there and starts talking about drowning in gold bracelets, they're going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know that gold is not part of the chemical composition of water. I don't know. I'm a little lost on a lot of what I'm seeing here on the concept of the opposing forces. I don't know. It's just not being sold for me. I don't really know yet.
I think they would have been better off going with a more simple theme. You know, just pick black versus white. Just pick old versus new, or tech versus old fashioned, or something like pick something that is more definable and then therefore easy to translate into a garment.
Why not just go with something that was very white and buttoned up and nunnerish, and something black that was sleek and sexy and kind of slutty and hot, you know, with, you know, some devil horns. Like, accessible, wearable, people buy those outfits, you know. You're not designing for the you know, haute couture crowd of Paris, you know. You're designing for Amazon accessibility. I don't know.
Esther chose materials like that, I'm given big eyeballs to, again, the whole idea that this is supposed to be looks that are supposed to be purchased on Amazon. Who is purchasing that weird, halfway transparent gel material? Like, people aren't going to buy this shit, you know?
Right. She was concerned, and that was the concern that Jawan got from Tim, was you're too costumey, you're not being accessible. Got 1 hour. I feel like we're not very well close to being done here.
Not even a little bit. It feels like they are very much just going to be right to the wire here.
Lots of pins holding in these clothes, I feel like.
You know, this is the part that really, really emphasizes that all of those people who thought they could come into this competition without very good sewing skills were fooling themselves, because they were always going to need to make changes on their looks, even after the seamstresses have worked on them. What were they supposed to do on day two if they didn't have any sewing capability?
I like that kind of leather, dark blue pinstripe skirt outfit, Renaud. Did you catch that on the mannequin a second ago?
I did. I really liked it too.
I think I really liked it. My eye went to it. I literally made a ooh face as I'm sitting here watching it.
I'm very eager to see how she explains it. Whoa, yeah. Who's putting on those little yellow shorts?
Kathy Sander, right? No, it was the gold, right? So it's probably part
Esther?
Of Esther. Esther, maybe.
I guess so. Okay.
We're seeing lots of stuff. That's very colorful.
I like that. You're like, we're seeing lots of stuff. That, you know how you described it as wrapping paper? That was an excellent way to describe that. That looked like one of those unconventional challenges where you're supposed to go and use like the wrapping paper.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that brown panty thing he's made. Mm-hmm. I think that color is just fucking hideous.
It's not going to translate well at all on the runway, in my opinion. I think it's going to look really bad, and I'm not for it.
If I came across that online, I'm granted this is not clothes that I'm usually going to be shopping for, my eye would just scroll right by that and not even pause, just because of the color. Like, my eyeball would just say no, and not even if it had the best texture and details, it would just be completely lost on me. At the end, Video Japan ahead here. This is interesting. This digital showcase. See how this plays out.
I'm very interested to see how, like, did you see they had the underwater and then they did the space? Remember that whole thing about how, like, that's something Megan mentioned, the space background, and then Esther mentioned the water background. So maybe they're going to change the digital overlay for each one.
I think this related a little bit to they were talking about how there was like first come, first serve at the beginning.
Yes.
I think there may have been specific backgrounds that they all chose, which maybe helps explain the outfits, but I don't know. It's got to be more about the clothes than relying on the digital background, I think.
Well, and it makes me wonder, like, so what does that mean that someone who's picking creativity versus consumerism, like, what digital background, you know, makes sense for that?
Yeah, so they just said that they did choose an immersive backdrop. I don't know. It's going to be, I don't know that we got to see all of the backdrops. I feel like we saw the bird one with the creeping vine. We're seeing the field outdoors, the fish one a little bit. So now we're getting the judge's introduction. We got Joseph Altazora again.
Did you like having Kiara joining us? Did she make a difference?
I mean, I think she had more to say than Kareen. And I, like I said last week, I don't think I even noticed that Nicole wasn't there. So yeah, I think she's definitely made more of a room for herself. Really, so far, the show has been about Tim, Naomi, and Heidi for me, as far as criticisms have gone.
I agree. I very much agree. And now we're going to have a special guest judge, which is exciting. Oh my goodness, and she's there digitally. How cool is that?
Nunori, hello.
That's really, really neat that she's like an avatar.
This is the future. This is what our world looks like now, when we can no longer leave our house ever because of plagues.
And then we just show up as little avies everywhere. Oh my goodness.
It's funny, my avatar looks exactly like Nunori. It's very disturbing.
I knew yours would. You like to lure the men with your look. All right, let's look at our first looks here. I'm excited. This digital thing feels very Disney-esque.
It feels very Japan to me.
Ooh, with like the fire.
Yeah,
we got rad.
Johnny's lightness versus dark.
Ooh, I really like the fire. That's like spooky scary.
Yeah. Accessible look.
Okay.
Samurai inspired. I agree with that a lot. That was the exact word I was going to look. The way the top kind of opens up at the neck.
Yeah. It's like a crisscross.
Mm-hmm.
I like that look with the Obi belt, like looking like that. That's very cool.
Yeah.
The two, I like the second one better, but they did well with them together.
Yep. I don't know that I'm getting lightness versus darkness, but I do like the two outfits. You know, and there's leather there. There's a decent amount of leather there. So you do get the Johnny feel to it. Evolving his leather language into something else. I agree. I mean, this was a good adaptation of something he is comfortable with, and then stepping out of his comfort zone also.
I agree. So, I like the hoods. I like that you put that on both of them. I think that's cool and young.
Let's see what Jawan comes with here. Very monochromatic background.
Yeah, I don't know if she's making the most of that digital overlay.
Yeah, this
overlay.
Feels like I would have wanted a white versus black kind of thing.
Need to see it.
I do think it's striking, though. I think we're going to see that this is a very old versus new, old world, new world thing. You've got that traditional robe. And I like that skirt. I like it, like I like it. And that's the accessible look. It's size fluid. The color is gorgeous.
Okay, so the second look is like more like kind of like a wrap dress. I'm a little confused. It seems very full, but I guess she's trying to mimic the robe feel of the first one, but it's very full.
Right.
So that's a little problematic because most women aren't going to want to add any weight. You know that model's not as heavy as that's making her look.
That's true. It is not fitted well at the waist like you'd want to see. Naomi was not a fan. She said it was not luxurious enough, the fabric.
I wonder if they're going to be judged on their overlay choices in terms of like, did you really like lean into what you were given, you know?
I don't know, because it was a first come, first serve. There was no repeating. So I don't know how much you could hold any of them responsible, or at least half of them responsible.
Okay. So this one is a little safari to me, especially when you add this backdrop.
It's a little washed out by the backdrop. It's a lot washed out by the backdrop.
Yeah. Okay. So remember Renat's thing was the religious difference between Judaism and Buddhism. So that is supposed to represent Hasidic Jew, and the second one is, or the first one there is supposed to represent Buddhism, I guess, more of a Zen comfortable look. I don't know if this is coming across.
Yeah, I did that first. I was so washed out by the backdrop. I still like the second outfit a lot, actually. But they do not seem to be liking it at all. All the judges across the board seem to not be much of a fan.
I feel like they could have done, she could have done something different with that second outfit if it had been more of like a slim pant or something, but she kind of lost me with the busyness of the skirt plus how busy the top was.
All right, okay, we are wearing the satellite silver top.
I'm not sure what we're doing. I feel like I need to see the second look and see how she's going to try to describe this stuff. I mean,
Couture-esque, and I think I agree with her. I don't know what woman would wear that in any kind of way. I want to see the second look. I think I like the second look here.
The second look seems more thought out and more on her actual brand. The first one seems like it's just gimmicky.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about, I guess, the way the top goes out with the shoulder.
It's very dynasty.
Very. I like it much more than the first one, though. And I guess it is the much more accessible look. I don't know.
I feel like the silver was just too much of a gimmick to me. Like, it didn't flow with the outfit. Like, it made sense.
I feel like the silver was just too much silver.
You know what? This is interesting because the overlay is like hiding the boring color of the outfit. So isn't that wow?
Yeah.
It looks more interesting because it has the digital overlay laying over it.
They love it. He's going to win again, man. I don't get it. It's gross to me. I don't like the look. I don't like the cut. I don't like anything about this at all.
Oh God, I really hate the styling. Ooh, what the heck with the wet hair in your face? Yeah. Gross. I'm not for that.
The top is so asymmetrical in the first one, and
I understand it. I understand it. I just would not wear it. I really don't like that color. But I get that there's a sleekness and a simple, like, line to it in a lot of ways that makes it seem interesting, but not. I really don't like the color. It ruined it. Okay, Esther, how is this coming across? We have this really dark look. Maybe it's a little bit like scuba-esque. Could we go scuba?
You for scuba?
Could I go for scuba? Because there's something about this. Maybe now seeing the see-through, seeing the whatever, maybe with the water background, that's making me be like, is that where we're supposed to go? Some sort of more with the black.
So they're calling this costume, but they didn't give that bang to what Jawan did. But she trialed our advice and she tried for color. So I think she's getting some credit for that. I don't think this succeeded. I guess I get the comparison to black and white, I guess. It's what the kids want, Naomi says. It looks much better on the model than it looked at any point in the design room. And I actually liked her first outfit, even with the weird clear bottom portion of the skirt portion. I like that a lot.
Because as the wearer, I feel covered up, but there's still like skin showing. And so I like that mix. I like when there's cutouts or when there's like some sheerness or something here or there. Like, that makes me feel comfortable, but a little sassy.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I don't know that any of them, I think Jawan did the best job of some kind of contrast, really, of an opposing force. I felt it the most with hers. I don't know if she's going to get the credit for that. So challenge-wise, I think they largely failed in the challenge. But I think there were some interesting pieces of clothing made, though. So
I think the one, if they get any credit at all for using the digital overlay and for having it enhance their look, I give it actually to Esther, because Esther's look, I absolutely did not like or did not understand away from the digital overlay. But once it was in that scene, I really got it. And then it was like, oh, okay, I kind of see what you're doing here. So she was very successful in that. But when you compare those two looks, what was the opposing forces? I don't know. It just seemed like one was a dark version, one was a colorful version.
I don't know. So we got Johnny and we got his houndstooth collection. I liked his clothes. I thought they came out good, I think. I liked the hood. I liked the use of his leather into the work. It was definitely got, he was there, he was present, but it was a little bit out of his comfort zone.
I did not even absorb that he made leather thigh highs for that second look there. Ooh, like that's some sass. And like, well done, because some of the other people are just picking up like a shoe from the shoe wall or whatever, moving on. He made it a part of his whole look.
Yeah, no, I noticed it when it came down that leather just kept going up and up and up, and I really liked it.
But it didn't go all the way up. It was just a thigh high.
I would buy what Altazor is calling the contemporary samurai look, but I liked it. I thought it was really well made. So I give Johnny props. I think he made the only two pieces that I liked, both of them, to some extent.
Yeah, he worked for me. I liked it.
Oh, we're getting a quick edit here to Esther.
Oh, is she going to have a little moment here? A little moment if she's got to knock it off with the only black? Look at her coming back. Oh, they like it too. They're like, mm-hmm, you tell me how you're not just sticking with black.
Yeah, which is what she had to do. She had to do this, Caroline. Listen, nothing. No one wants to hear anything more than you listen to my advice and, you know, it made me better. That's what people want to hear. Even judges and supermodels, you know? So she's saying all the right things. And by the way, that black dress, I really liked it. Her black outfit, I guess, was her accessible outfit. So,
you know, in looking at the two, also look at what Heidi's wearing. As much as I'm like kind of being a little bit weird about the plastic and the color, look at what Heidi's wearing. I mean, Heidi's currently wearing a very plasticky, you know, colorful looking outfit. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, they're saying the word PVC with straight faces, which that's not how I refer to PVC, not for clothing. Right. You know, I'm in the hardware, you know, the piping section of Home Depot, if I'm talking about PVC. So, you know, listen, she is speaking their language and they are speaking hers. So,
and I guess they are appreciating the fact that she was able to manipulate the fabric. And so, you know, on some, you know, ground, I guess that they're appreciating that she's trying. And, you know, I like the idea that she's saying, I don't necessarily want to go color, but I can go with some sheer. And I can go with some like cutting out. So to create more like interest than it just being like a matte black. So I do appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's getting so much credit here for listening to them that she is definitely safe. I don't know if she's getting super high praise, but she's getting a lot of, you listened to us, you tried, and hey, it worked for us to a bit. So
yeah, I think she's safe too. I agree with you.
So we're getting again in the quick edit. We're not getting this sand or watching them walk up from the being pushed off to the side. They did the same thing for Esther. So it's a new editing also with the judge's critique. I guess we're going to go through everyone. That's the feeling I'm getting.
Me too. I think so too. T-shirt inside of a t-shirt. Okay. The way that he has to explain everything, I'm wondering how they're going to take that. If it's like, okay, or if it's just like, huh.
He has to really do minimal stuff here because they liked what he did. So yes. I think the more he says, the worse he's probably going to be off.
Interesting. The looks did complement each other. When you see them side by side, I do understand it.
They absolutely did. I don't think I get the contrast, but they absolutely complemented each other, and God, I hated that color.
I agree. It's just not for me. I mean, he could have picked almost any other color and I would have been more for it. Huh. Well, I'm glad that Naomi, and I'm glad that everybody is expressing some positivity towards him, because he's just been so quiet for me that it seems like with the edits and everything, they're making him more and more of a, like some energetic force out there that we're supposed to be starting to pay attention to.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you called that dead on last week. You know, he had been such a dark horse for so long that this is the rise of Sander. But
his antics here during the judging of like voguing after everything they say. Oh my goodness, it's too funny.
Yeah.
Wow. So what do you think? I mean, are they really starting to feel him or what?
Oh, I think they're feeling him. I think they're feeling him pretty hard.
Do you think they're going to call him the winner? Shut up. Wow. And at the beginning of this episode, he was like putting out to the universe how bad he needed to be the winner. Really intrigue.
I'm going to call it that this is the worst seller of any of the looks they have put up on the Amazon.
Wow, I'm eager to look that up and look and see what we see.
I don't know.
I think Sander is right in the way that he's assessing his situation, that he has got to push out of the safe zone and start getting some attention. Oh, yeah, God, G1. Yeah.
But I think the takeaway was more that he has to be more accessible, not less avant-garde, more accessible. So, yeah. Which I guess this was, compared to other stuff he's done, this was much more accessible than compared to his own work. But man, I don't get it.
Okay, so I'm worried that for G1, she's setting herself up to maybe get hollered at here, because she said that this is the perfect challenge for her, that this is exactly what her brand's about. So I feel like, and I'm going out on a limb here, that she could get crucified because she should be the one that should be mastered this. And so, you know, already I think that they're looking at her like, look at how they're all just sighing.
Yeah, there's lots of uncomfortable shifting in their seats, which is never a good sign on this kind of show.
Yeah, I just...
They really enjoyed her first look, I think, across the board. I don't think any of them enjoyed their second look.
It just wasn't there enough. Like, I understand, but, you know, it just... It didn't have good enough tailoring. It just looked ill-fitting. And especially if they're saying that they could actually see the model's butt from like...
Yeah, I didn't catch that, but I caught it on the slow-mo spin there just now.
Yeah, that's not good. None of the judges ever like it when you do that to a model, especially the two models.
No. Naomi's right here. She has not been very feminine. I think I wouldn't call her a mascot. I think she's been very androgynous with her looks.
Yes, I agree with you, but androgynous dresses are a little bit tough when you're trying to sell mass market, you know? I understand that she's saying she's going for a younger market, but I think she best watch herself if she's going to look at these women and try to act like, oh, maybe y'all don't understand because I'm trying to go for a younger market.
Right.
You don't want to look Naomi.
And we came back to her in a professional way there too. She's like, you know, listen, I go to concerts and I'm watching people see evening tops and, she's got to be safe today.
I think so. Good. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Do we feel like anyone's... Who could be going home?
I think not Hector and Renat, right? They're the ones in trouble. They're the only... Oh, no, I guess Megan also hasn't gotten...
Oh, gosh. Do you really...
They talked to Esther. So it's Renat and Megan are the last two.
I'm a little scared that Renat's going home because of all the ensembles. I really... Gotta say, I didn't feel her either of her looks.
I mean, this would be I like the second outfit. I like that one.
You did?
Yeah,
what
I did
do
not
you like about it. Look.
I like the play. I like the colors. I like the cut of the top with the skirt. I did not
like a working girl fetish. I think you might be into that, like ladies in a man's suit.
I don't think that seemed very feminine to me. I think
it was. It's like a lady's spin on a man's suit.
Maybe.
Okay, so
I thought it was very washed out by the background, and even without the background, I just didn't really work for me.
It looks so safari with that background. I understand. I wish that if we could look at each of the outfits and each of the pieces of the outfit individually. I wonder if we would have enjoyed it. Like the yellow shorts, like was it cute? But I can't really tell if it is or if it isn't. I needed to like back the jacket off.
Oh, so, you know, he's like, I like the fabric only, not the design of it. She's in trouble here. She's in trouble here because, I mean, I think she rode high last week, but I don't know that she's had consistent weeks to build up goodwill that maybe like an Esther has, you know?
I agree with you. This feels bad. It really feels bad. Like it really, I mean, both outfits, you know, just didn't do it for the judges.
Based on what you did today, you're not making the cut. Interesting.
Oh God, this part is so difficult when they're being asked to save themselves like this. It's such a complicated.
I don't think she has the words to defend herself either. Even if she has a legitimate thing here, I think she may be a little too quiet mouse to properly defend herself here. I think we've seen other people talk themselves out of the hole. You know, we saw it with Troy. Troy talked himself back into the competition for an extra week. Martha talked herself, into an extra week.
Naomi is really being such a tough love parent here. I mean, I feel like she's saying to her, look at me, you explain yourself. And Renat kind of couldn't. And then at the same time, I feel like Naomi's like, look, I want her to stay. Oh my goodness. Naomi's trying so hard, but it shit. Oh no.
That is sad. That is sad because I think she has a lot of potential. I think designing clothes for a woman today, that clothes that people will actually wear in a commercial way, Renat is 1,000 times more prepared to do that than Sandra.
I think so too.
Sandra is designing clothes for runway shows and for models and for avant-garde shows and haute couture shows, not for the average woman. No woman in Kansas is going to go buy a Sandra outfit. A woman in Kansas maybe wants to look chic and hip, would go buy something that Renat designed.
I love what Renat's wearing right now. I would wear what she's wearing right now. Like, I love her like cutout sweatshirt and those jeans. And I mean, I think her hair is so cute and cool and everything. Like, I just, I feel bad about this. Like, this sucks. And I don't know how Naomi is going to do with herself.
She put herself on the line for Troy and it bit her in the ass. I think she also has, everyone has goodwill, right? Everyone has cred that they can use. And I think she used so many points on Troy that they weren't willing to go to the mat to save her other choice,
Yeah, I think it's possible that actually the way that Naomi went to the mat for Troy kind of used up her card,
That's what I'm trying to say. I think Heidi may have been more more akin to standing by her and letting her have her second choice if she hadn't already done that play.
I think you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Well, that was a really surprising episode, Mike. I really feel kind of a little odd about it, to be honest with you, because I did not see Renat going home. I thought none of them really addressed the challenge at hand.
No.
Which I kind of knew every time. Ooh, I cannot tell you how many times I've seen it on Project Runway where they try to give them one of those, like, let's deep think something and like create like a contrast or whatever. Cannot tell you how many times people get lost in the weeds. And even if they could come up with a really good concept, they cannot translate it to their outfits. So, I already felt bad about the challenge. And then for Ray not to be the one to go home after she chose, frankly, like I said, how is she going to show Buddhism versus Judaism? Oh, that felt bad. That felt bad.
Yeah. I don't think I wasn't crazy about her outfits, but I don't think they deserve to go home. I think it's interesting that we didn't talk to Megan, that we talked to everyone except for Megan, that we didn't get a criticism of her. I don't think we're not knocked it out of the park, nor do I think she missed the challenge as much as everyone else did either. I think she was very much on par. I don't think anyone really stood out, I guess is my point, in a good or bad way. So I think it's a little odd for them to have made that choice based on all of her work.
I thought she was a lot stronger than that. And you're right. If they had brought Megan up there and made Megan and Renat go toe to toe, I want to think that would have been interesting because Megan had some real costumey parts to it. I don't know. That would have been more interesting than just leaving Renat to stand there to kind of stumble through that.
No, I mean, I would be curious too for the judges to see the workroom edit of Sandra kind of talking shit about them and then giving him so much praise and the win again. This was the first episode where I just kind of shaking my head a little bit.
Yeah, my shoulders went down. Like, I'm like, oh man.
Not that I was a giant fan of hers, but I think what she has produced has been really solid. I think has really captured the idea of accessibility and wearability. I think she's made edgy clothes that but people would wear, that normal people would wear, everyday people would buy. I think I agree with Naomi. I think she had a lot more to give and bring to the competition. Sander should not be the winner of this kind of show. He would be much better in a Project Runway, much better.
Good in a Project call. Runway. Right? I agree with that.
But nothing about what he has designed so far screams, let me run to Amazon and purchase it in an accessible way.
Well, and let me give the punch dancer $1 million to create a global brand. Like, he just doesn't seem like he's going to be ready for that in my eyes.
That's not my concern, but they're not looking for the next runway designer. That's not what I thought this show was about. This show was the next designer that can make high fashion clothes that you can market to a broad swath of, say, America. I think he is the worst of that aesthetic of any of the contestants that are still remaining in this contest. It seems a little disingenuous. I think the judges, I feel like they've lost sight of what this show was supposed to be about by picking him to win this week.
I agree with you. Well, this has been a rough one, but I look forward to watching the next one with you. I hope you guys will stick around and do more watch-alongs podcast with us.
This has been Stitching and Bitching with Caroline and Mike.
This is Caroline.
And this is Mike.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.